welcome to On the Drive Home. My name is Jeremiah.
And I'm the nose to his Ferrat too, Katie.
You're the nose to my Ferrat too.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, we saw, actually, long time coming here for a movie.
Yeah.
Just the two of us, but we saw Nosferatu.
Yay! The most uplifting story this
year. Very uplifting. Not dark, not terrible, that doesn't make you fear life at all.
Or just feel dirty afterwards.
Exactly.
Not at all.
Directed by Robert Eggers, written by Robert Eggers, Henrik Galen, and Bram Stoker, of course, because Nosferatu is a takeoff of the old Dracula. And starring Lily Rose Depp, Nicholas Holt, and Bill Skarsgård.
Who, they just only cast him in scary things now, I guess.
I mean, so, because he was it, right?
He's good at it, but... Yeah, he was the it.
He was the it clown. Yeah. Well, and his
Pennywise,
which is so funny if you think about it. His brother, right? Alex Skarsgård.
Yeah.
He was a vampire too.
That's right. He was a vampire in True Blood.
Now they have something in common.
That's right.
Besides acting, you know.
And then there's the other Skarsgård, where I don't know if it's like their parent or an uncle or something. But remember, he was in Dune. He was like the big fat guy.
Wasn't that their dad?
Is it his dad? Their dad? Yeah.
Because
he's a great actor too. Like they're all really good.
Yeah, I had to do some research. I thought I read briefly somewhere. It's like. Their dad's an actor, so they went into acting.
And yeah.
So it's like a family dynasty thing or something. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Nosferatu is, well, basically, this movie was a remake or a take, I should say, mm-hmm. on the old, was it 1922 movie of Nosferatu, the German adaptation,
film.
Of Dracula.
Yeah.
And we just saw it.
I'm happy that, like, so last night we saw the original 1922
because
it was like on YouTube for free. Mm-hmm. So we watched that.
Yep.
And that was actually like an hour and 20 minutes.
I was like, almost an hour and a half.
Which I was surprised at. And then, so we watched it today. I'm happy we watched it last night because, I mean, this was, you know, beat for beat, like the story beats that happened throughout, like they're from the original.
Yes.
You know, there's definitely like some undertones that they don't really. You know, for the modern version, you know, there's a lot more sex and whatnot, which they didn't do in the 20s, obviously. But it was like the same story. It was really kind of neat to like just see like, oh, let's see a retelling of it. And you know, because like in the 20s one, you see Nosferatu like right away, and he's like doing stuff, and he seems almost, you know, more human. To see, like, how they, like, hey, we need to hold back and not show them right away. And this is, it was interesting.
Actually, thinking about that, there was a little bit of sexuality with the whole 1920s version, in a way. Like, it was undertone.
It's so subtle, though.
Subtle, but you, know, but you can still kind of feel a little bit of, like, the desire for...
Yes.
Well, I guess, to recap the story, you have Count Orlok wants to buy property in Germany... So they send Hutter to go do the paperwork, hence, and Hutter finds out Orlok has a thing for his wife, Ellen.
Yeah.
And then Orlok mysteriously somehow comes back to Germany and all this craziness happens. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, though, is, like, if you're the 1920s version, there's a hint of the sexuality there, or the desire, I guess you could sort of say. And it was very, very subtle, but almost powerful.
Yeah.
This one...
they go balls to the wall.
It was a little bit too much. It left very little to the imagination. And a little disturbing in some parts, I guess you could
especially
sort of say.
Especially the end. That was pretty...
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for everyone. But everyone's ranting and raving about this movie. What did you think?
I really liked it.
You really liked it?
I know that you were... Do you want to talk about your comment?
Well...
I can say my piece on it.
Okay, here's the thing. I can see where everyone likes it. It's definitely artistic. It's different, and I like that. However, it seemed very over-the-top dramatic to me. Over-dramatized.
Overacting is the word that you were using earlier.
I used that, yeah. And looking back on it, though, I mean, that's... I guess overacting might have been the wrong word because they were just doing what the director wanted them to do. The acting is all good. And I think overacting might be the wrong word, but I feel like the whole story was over-dramatized. They, it was almost too much, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I'm trying to think of the right words to describe it, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, and I can definitely see how you feel that. I didn't feel that at all, because yeah. I felt like they were just, you know, the job of the actors is to, like, portray the emotion of what they're going through and how they feel so that we can understand it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how can you really portray, like, this dark force is actually, like, almost possessing my body right now, right. and it's clouding everything that we both are doing and all of this. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do you do that? I mean, like, yeah. if you're, like, being essentially, like, it's not possessed. It's not like a demon's possessing them, but it's, like, very similar, and it's in the same ballpark. How else are you going to do that except for, like, exaggerating your movement? You're not going to be talking normal. So maybe they overdid it. Like, your criticism is fine, but I just, like, to me, I didn't feel that way at all. I was like, I understand what they're trying to, they're giving information to the audience, mm-hmm. Without explicitly saying, like, I'm possessed by a demon right now and I feel weird. Like, you know what? Like, mm-hmm. it's hard to, I don't know how you could do it, but I didn't feel like it was, like, over the top or in your face or anything. I felt like it, for the story that they were trying to do, I felt like it was pretty genuine.
I think there's a lot of stuff that didn't have to be there that was there because they wanted to just, I don't know, sexualize it or over-dramatize it or something along those lines.
And there's one particular scene I think that you and I are both talking about.
Yeah.
It's towards the end of the movie where Hutter and Ellen are kind of together and they have this, like, discussion about, you know, her past and all of this stuff.
Yes.
And it's funny because there's some stuff that happens there where I'm like, I think I understand what they're going for here, but I'm not 100%. But
here's the thing. I don't mind love scenes. I don't mind expressing the sexuality. I don't mind the whole, like, over too many scenes of the possession. I don't mind that. But it was almost too much, and I almost feel like they were throwing that stuff in just to capture a modern audience, not because it had to be there.
Well, you know, it's funny.
What?
Apparently, the modern audience does not like sex in their movies.
I guess.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard anyway.
But I feel like that's why they put it there. I didn't see any rhyme or reason why they had some of those scenes. And there's another scene. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. But, like, at the very beginning, Hutter is traveling to see Count Orlok. He runs into these gypsies, and they're having a ceremony. And they randomly have a naked woman riding a horse in their ceremony.
There's a reason for it.
There's a reason for it, but...
No. There's a reason for her to be naked.
Exactly. What was that reason?
The reason is because she's completely open, and she's pure, and she's innocent, and they're giving her up.
But they didn't do anything with her.
No, that's the whole idea of, like, the virgin. They're bringing forth the virgin.
Okay,
like,
okay, that's fine. But what did they do with her? They didn't show them killing her, or they didn't show her sacrificing her to them?
I don't necessarily know if they were
whatever.
Going to kill her or whatever, but they did mention that she was a virgin. And all I'm trying to say is, like, that's the idea is, like,
right.
if she's just, like, wearing regular clothes, then she's no different than anybody else there. Like, there has to be something that sets her apart. And there is, like, this innocence and purity. Regardless, it's symbolism. Like,
right.
regardless of, like, if we like it or not, like, that's why it was there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think, like, the scene that we're talking about where they kind of do some over-the-top stuff, like, I think it's there for a reason. And I just don't know exactly what it is. But I could tell that there was, like, a drive there. And it wasn't like, well, let's just have this, you know, sexy
random
time
yeah.
for no benefit to the story whatsoever. I don't think that. I think it's just over my head.
I do feel, and I see what you're saying, and I agree with you. At the same time, though, there was so much with the possession, so much with the dramatization of Count Orlok's hold over everything. There was just so much. It almost mm-hmm. kind of got a little bit over-exaggerated.
And I don't remember that being a part in the 20s version.
It wasn't. That's the modern take on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't mind it. Actually, it was. I think it's actually kind of a cool twist with it, but there was so much of it, it kind of turned me off a little bit to the movie, is what I'm trying to get at. I just felt there was so... They had to do so much of this, and that's why I was saying overacting, and I think I was totally wrong on my choice of words, but there was so... There's too much of the possession, too much of the showing of Count Orlok possessing everything around him, and it, to the point where, like, just got oversaturated with it, and I kind of got, like, okay.
Well, I kind of wonder if what they were doing was, like, you know, the critiques of the Bram Stoker's Dracula book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that that was all about, like, you know, the influence of, you know, Eastern Europe
mm-hmm.
on their current culture there in Britain or wherever it was. Or Germany, I guess. I don't know exactly where, but where Bram Stoker's from. But, like, they had all of this external influence, and they thought that they were taking their women and, you know, manipulating the youth to believe their traditions rather than their own.
Right.
So I think that I think that that's, you know, they're bringing that into this one. Now, you know, if it's not worth it, it's not worth it. But,
no, well, but, and I see what you're saying, and because, like, we're watching some of those things about Dracula, and that was the whole thing, like, it was, Dracula was like a symbol of, like, a plague.
Yeah.
You know, coming into a town, you know, and, you know, people are dying all around him, you know, and only the young are influenced by him and can be controlled by him, whereas older people who are more established could not.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a lot of symbolisms there, and I don't know if they really hit the plague part pretty hard.
They hit the plague part good, I think.
With this.
Yeah.
And they hit it really, really hard.
Yeah.
like I said, it was just, it was like The Lighthouse. Like, they focused too much on some of the chaoticness that,
like, more about the absence than, or not the absence, but the more on the atmosphere.
Yeah, and it kind of took away from the story a little, at least for me, you know. They're focused so much on, gee, what kind of weird positions, what kind of, like, seizure-like positions can we put Lily Depp in, you know, here, mm-hmm. and make her look so crazy. You know, it was, like, so much on that. And, like I said, I don't mind those things, but it was just too, there was, like, so much of it. It got to the point where, okay, what kind of contortion is she going to do now?
Yeah. Like, after she keeps doing it over and over, it no longer becomes, like, a special, like, what the hell's going on here?
Yes,
it's like,
yes.
Oh, she's just doing her thing again.
Well, and that's just my point of view. Like I said, I don't mind a few scenes of that. It's actually, some of them are, she was pretty, she was actually really good. Yeah. And I hate to say that for a Nepo, but, you know.
Chris Skarsgård, he's a Nepo too.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I put my foot in my mouth with that.
What
but,
about?
Yeah. He's a Nepo, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both Nepos, but they're good Nepos.
Nepo, the movie.
But they're both good. I mean, she was good. She did a great job, and, you know, she was believable. He did a great job. I wasn't digging the mustache.
Yeah, that was a weird choice.
Not at all.
I think that they were going for, like, the Eastern European kind of, like, like a stereotypical. Because when you looked at him in this makeup and stuff, it looked mm-hmm. like a stereotypical, like, oh, yeah, this guy's from Romania or something, you
know? Right. But, you know, so the acting was all good, but again, and I had the same feeling with The Lighthouse, too much, just way too much, and it took away from the story.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you feel like The Northman went too far?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't think it did, like, not in the same way. Like, I don't,
no.
Like, The Lighthouse, I felt like that was, like, it was more style over substance.
This movie is that way too.
I didn't feel that way about this one. I can see where you're coming from, but I just didn't feel that way.
Yeah. No, The Northman, I felt the story kept moving.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, in the right direction.
I don't hear you complaining about the naked Northman fight
scene. Oh, you had two naked men fighting in the hot lava or whatever, sweating everywhere.
I never heard you complain on the podcast about, like, and why do they have to be naked? These
two
glistening men in perfect body form. I just,
Why didn't you hear you complaining about the naked virgin on the horse? So I guess to each his own, Maya.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess that's the point, is that he needs to have more naked people.
Well, why not? I mean, who doesn't want more naked people, right, in their movies? But, like, I think, style over substance, I think, kind of, at least sums it up for me a little bit.
Yeah. All right, so what would you give this on a 0 to 5, Kate?
It wasn't a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, please understand that. It was a good movie.
It's one of those movies where it's like in the upper echelon, but when you talk about it, you just kind of think about the bad things and you nitpick it. Rather
but there
than
were some
like
great
overarching
things.
Badness.
Matter of fact, like we were watching that thing about from Robert from Eggers.
Yeah.
Actually, and what was great was like he said that Skarsgård was taking opera lessons to lower his voice.
Yeah.
You know, and it took him like weeks or whatever to be able to lower his voice to a certain tempo, I guess. Mm-hmm. to do the Count Orlok voice. Yeah. And, you know, you miss stuff like that in the movie. You're just like, oh, wow, he's talking. But you don't realize how hard that is to do.
I would have assumed that it was just a modulation, you know?
Right.
Like, it wasn't him doing it. But.
So there's some really great things and some hard work and talent in this movie. And it shouldn't go unnoticed. And I like that. At the same time, it was a little bit too much over the top for me. I think a little bit too dramatized, too much, at least from my opinion and my taste. So I'm giving it a 3.
Oh my God.
I want to go right in the middle because it's not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie at all. Just a little bit too much for me.
Is this going to come back to bite you, Kate?
You know what?
All the artsy-fartsy internet people going to be like, we'll get another review from that one guy who reviewed our Silence podcast years ago?
Like, what do you mean, artsy? What do you mean, you know? What do you mean? You would know a good movie if it kicked you in the butt. Right?
I'm gonna give it a... this is weird because like there's some movies that I was just gonna say 4, but there are some movies that are like nowhere near this caliber, but I don't hesitate to give them a 5.
Right.
And it's so weird. Like, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just because it's like different movies are like they don't take themselves seriously, so I don't rate them as harshly. Maybe I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm going with a 4 for this. I think I gave Northman a 5 because I love that one.
I think I might have. I got to look at everything. Either a 4 or 5, because it was by far not a very good movie. Like, it was a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I liked Northman better than Nosferatu.
And I think I made this comment to you last night after we watched Eggers, and he was just like praising the original Nosferatu movie, and you know, talking about how much of an influence it was on him as a child and everything, and how this is kind of like a dream come true for him. And I was like, this is weird,
right?
He's redoing a movie from that's like he's remaking a movie, but he's not like trashing it. I don't understand. That seems like that's the common thing to do nowadays.
Hey, he was true to the material, you know, and it was true to the material. It was like I said, over dramatized.
Yeah, well, and it's like it's his take on it, but it wasn't like a bastardization, you know?
No,
like,
no.
It was like no. There's just accentuating other parts and.
It wasn't like that girl from Snow White. Like, she's a nude man. She doesn't need anyone to help her. You know, it's weird. We don't have to worry about that with real good artists.
They respect the source
here.
Material, yes, obviously. They do. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, well.
Till next time.